This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Hey, so today we're going to talk about the happiness of suitcase and dogs. We're going to get into it.
Gretch, how's Montana? Tell me that before we start.
Oh, Montana is great. I'm very far away from New York City, about an hour outside of Livingston, Montana. It is very hot in the day. It is cool in the night. There are a lot of bugs. A bear is around. We haven't seen a bear, but there's a bear around. The fishing is good. So everybody's having a great, great time. Oh, and horse riding too.
So have you gotten a lot of mosquito bites? Because I've gotten a lot in my backyard in Encino where we're not even supposed to have mosquitoes.
You know, the one who really suffers from it is Eliza. And I used to think maybe it was just her imagination that she got bit more, but then her pediatrician said like, oh no, this is a thing. And then I've read articles subsequently where it has to do with your body chemistry. Certain people really do have like this sweet blood that this brings the mosquitoes to them. So, I mean, we're all in the habit of slathering ourselves with bug spray and doing all that to try to keep them at bay. But yeah, I have, and they always pick the weirdest place. Like I have this one on my wrist in this like very odd spot, but it hasn't been terrible. I've had worse.
Good. Okay, Gretch, tell me what is something that is making you more happier this week, aside from being in Montana?
This is the category of like, sometimes we don't appreciate what we have until we lose it, you know, or until we deprive of ourselves of it. So I went on this amazing milestone trip with Eleanor to Paris, which was fantastic. And, you know, there'd been all this upheaval in travel and the way it affected us, our flights were fine. But my bag got left behind for like more than a week. And then it arrived at 1:15 in the morning. So it's all very dramatic. But the thing that's nice is now I have such appreciation. I'm like, oh, my favorite running shoes, or oh, I have all of my products, because you know I had stuff to get by. It wasn't a big deal, so I didn't have my bag, but I was at home. You know, it's not like not having your bag when you're at your destination, so it was fine. But it just made me so aware of how much I appreciated all my most common, ordinary things, because of course that's what was in my suitcase. It was all the stuff that I use most often. So I'm very happy to have it all back with me.
Good. You know, I happened to be reading one of your travel hack blogs the other day, and I noticed in there one of your hacks was if you really need something, put it in your carry-on bag. Like I always have both kinds of insulin in my carry-on bag because that's something I can't be without. So anyway, I was thinking about your lost bag for 8 days when I read that post. So I'm glad you got it back. I don't know where it was for 8 days.
well, you know, now I make sure to have contact lenses in my bag because I used to sort of do that sporadically. And now I really learned my lesson because it didn't matter since I was at home. But if I'd been away, I would have really, really been in a pinch because that's not something you could just, like insulin, it's not something you can just run out and get. So Elizabeth, what's making you happier?
Well, Gretchen, I have to say, speaking of reading your travel hacks the other day, something that has been making me happier lately is your newsletter, your 5 Things Making Me Happier newsletter. I've really been paying attention to it lately.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
Yeah, well, I've really been paying attention to it because I've just had more time this summer. And I've been loving it because you have all these interesting things in there. And it's funny because I talk to you so much. Like, I wouldn't think there could be anything I don't know about what you're doing, what you're reading, what you're seeing. I mean, I feel I know it all. And then I look at this newsletter and I'm like, Gretchen has this whole other life I know nothing about. And you have all these just fun little things, whether it's like a picture of a raccoon in Central Park, or you talked about that med exhibit, the Chroma med exhibit, which I think is fascinating. And you had pictures of it, which I really had wanted to see. And things about your trip to Paris with Eleanor. It's very informative. And it kind of goes from the very small to the very big, which I know is you like to do. And I love it. So I'm really enjoying that.
Oh, well, that makes me so happy. Yeah, I put a lot of effort into those to try to like make them really juicy. So that's so great to hear. Because yeah, Elizabeth, I think if anybody would be like not reading them, it would be like you and Jamie. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I like, you know, I gave it the office.
Yeah. No, they're really a treat, like a little treat. So thank you for those. Of course, I also get your moment of happiness every day, your quotes. But I also like that in the 5 Things newsletter, you have a quote from yourself, which I like.
Right. Well, that's my long-term book of aphorisms. So that's the way I'm testing out my aphorisms.
Ah,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Well, so Elizabeth, after that lovely sisterly praise, gold star, thank you. You know I love those gold stars. I'll tell people how they can get it if they want. Go to happiercast.com/preferences, and that gives you all the newsletters. So there's the 5 Things Making Me Happier newsletter. There's the Moment of Happiness, which is just the quotation from some great work of literature. If you want the podcast show notes, a lot of people like to get the show notes by email instead of having to go and look up the images and the links and everything we talk about. You could just get those in your inbox. And there are other ones, tips and hacks. I got several different kinds of newsletters now. I do love it. Turns out I love a newsletter. This is something I didn't know about myself 5 years ago. So it's all there at happiercast.com/resources. Or as always, I will put it in the show notes. Love to put stuff in show notes.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Elizabeth, I know there's something you've been meaning to tell me.
Yes. Okay, Gretchen, this is, for me, huge. It may not sound huge to listeners, but for me, it is so big. So Adam and I went to pick up Jack at camp, which is about 5 hours north of where we are. So we stay over. So we drove up on a Friday, picked him up Saturday morning. And what I've been meaning to tell you is that we took Daisy and Nacho, our two corgis, with us.
Wow, that is bold. And had they ever been on a car trip before?
No. I mean, I think the longest they'd been in a car was maybe like 45 minutes.
Okay.
So Adam brought this up because I'm like, we have to figure out what we're doing with the dogs. And he goes, actually, I thought we could take them with us. And I just said, no. I said, absolutely not. That will not go well. They'll be barking. We have a ton of stuff for Jack, like his trunk and his bag, and we don't know if they can travel, and on and on. And I just said, we can't do it. I mean, and I was so adamant that Adam was like, okay, I guess we're not bringing them. That was at night. I went to sleep and I woke up in the morning, and true story, I was like, choose the bigger life. Your phrase that you say, which I think you have like on a pouch that you can buy, which I have.
Yes. I'll post a link.
Yes, I was like, choose the bigger life. And I was like, just do it. And it may not seem like a big deal, but I was just like, I've got to do this. It's an adventure. Think of it as an adventure and doing something new. It's one night. So it really is the perfect experiment because it's only one night. So I told Adam, yes, I will do it. He was thrilled. Now, of course, with such a to-do, it's like having an infant. It requires so much extra stuff.
Yeah. Well, and you were staying there overnight. So it was fine to have dogs where you were staying? How'd that work?
So I had to book a place where we could take dogs. Of course, there was a charge for that. But anyway, yeah, we booked a place near Jack's camp, the Shaver Lake Hotel. It had a little cabin. And we had to get all this stuff, like something for the back seat. We got extra toys and chews and all this stuff just in case we needed it. Packed up their food, all extra water, all, so much stuff.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, they did great. And it was so much more fun to have them. So they did great. They didn't get, you know, they didn't throw up in the car or anything. And we got to this hotel, which is like, it's a, you know, very, it's a place where people come to like fish. So, you know, it's cabins and that kind of environment. Yeah. And the dogs did not bark in the cabin at all. And it was like a miracle.
That is because they bark. They do bark.
They bark, as we sometimes hear on this podcast. They bark, but they didn't bark. They were just so in love with being somewhere new. And then what was great is, in the, you know, we didn't tell Jack in our emails to him that we were bringing the dogs. So that was a great surprise for him. And then, and I'm sorry to be one of these people talking about my dogs, but the next day we had them out at a cafe, you know, after we picked up Jack and had breakfast, and they didn't bark at anybody. So it was just this great thing. And again, and I know I keep saying this, I am just so not the type of person who I ever thought would have dogs, much less travel with dogs. And it's like this unfolding thing of discovering like my new identity and new things that I like. And it just, and I've said this, it makes me feel so much more like hopeful and more happy about life in general. And a reminder to choose the bigger life. You know, sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it does.
Well, and I think this is a great example of how choose the bigger life is something that only a person can know for himself or herself. Like, Because for another person, choose the bigger life is, if you don't have the dogs, you can have adventure and you could go off, you know, you could suddenly stay at this other place or go to this little town or go to this museum that you spot on the side of the road or whatever. Because again, because you could have more adventure, a different kind of adventure without the dogs. But for you, the bigger life is with the dogs. And so only you can know what the bigger, that's why I think it's such a great question, because it doesn't tell you which way to go. You only can figure it out by looking within. And this is a great example.
Right.
That's a great example. Oh, well, how fun. And I bet it was really fun for Jack. And I bet Adam was surprised when you woke up and you're like, you know, huge change of mind. I mean, it's just impressive that gold star for changing your mind. That alone is hard enough.
I'm still shocked by it. I don't know what came over me. I guess having my sister, the happiness bully, like in my subconscious, paid off, Gretch. So anyway, your saying resonated and I went with it and it did make me happy. So anyway, I'd been meaning to tell you about that.
Great.
Okay, Gretch. So what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay. So a friend of mine told me about this app, the Merlin Bird ID Map, Merlin. And she thought of me because, you know, I'm working on this book about the five senses. So I'm constantly talking to everybody about the five senses. And so she knew that I was doing a lot of listening and become very much more attuned to sound generally. And she's like, wow, the thing that's for my family, the thing that is we're really excited about sort of in the sound area of life is this Merlin app, because for a month they went and rented a place and everybody worked remotely and the kids did, you know, whatever, one of these things, like, you know, from New York City to California. And so there's all these new birds around, and this Merlin bird app makes it really easy. You just hold it up and it will identify the bird and tell you stuff about the bird just from the bird song, which is really fun. I don't know anything about birds, and it always seemed really confusing to me, like how you would do that. This makes it very easy. I think you can also use photographs. I haven't done that yet. It's a little trickier to take a good photo of a bird. But yeah, this is a free instant bird identification guide done by Cornell Labs. And it's the Merlin Bird ID app for any budding sound or bird enthusiasts.
Well, have fun. That's a nice summer activity.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, coming up, we have some quality screen time, but first this break. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got Greenlight for Jack, and I love that it teaches him financial independence. Mm. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his Greenlight account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretch, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Gretchen. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know, I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin.
Okay, quality screen time. Elizabeth, I know that you watched something on a screen that was making you happier. Tell me about it.
Yes. So Gretchen, something making me so happy on the screen is all of these viral videos of Joni Mitchell at the Newport Folk Festival. She sang like 12 songs. Have you seen any of these?
No, I've seen references to it in my feed, but I haven't actually watched it. What exactly is it? Why are people so excited about it?
Well, first of all, I will say that Joni Mitchell is like 78. She had a really bad stroke. They didn't know she would ever perform again. And it's her first performance in years. And it was a surprise at the folk festival. Go watch one of the videos. There's a bunch of them. And then we can talk about it because it'll be much easier if you have seen it as well.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to go watch a video. Oh my gosh, that was so touching. So explain more about what was going on.
What did you watch?
I watched Both Sides Now.
Oh yeah, okay, that was one of the great ones. Okay, so you've seen it, so you know what I'm talking about. So what was great is Brandi Carlile was kind of running this, and at first Joni Mitchell, they helped her on stage and she was sitting down. And at first, she wasn't completely singing in the song. She would sort of sing a few lines here and there. But then she seemed to just warm up and get all this energy from the crowd.
Yeah.
And she ended up really singing. And her voice is like a different than it was. It's lower, but it's still great. Like Both Sides Now, for instance, she sang a lot of. And it was so moving to watch. I mean, I was crying. I told Sarah to watch it. She was crying. On the screen, you can see Wynonna Judd is sitting behind her. She's crying. It's just so powerful and moving. And then what's amazing about it is by the end of the set, Joni Mitchell ended up singing completely on her own, Summertime, which is, you know, one of the all-time great songs.
Which is one of my all-time favorite songs. I used to beg Eliza to sing Summertime to me. It's such a, I cannot wait to go listen to that.
It's so good. And then also, you know, she had lost the ability to play guitar completely. She retaught herself to play guitar, and she played guitar for the crowd. So it was really one of the most inspiring, delightful, moving things I've ever seen. And I just feel like everyone just came together to say, oh my God, we love Joni Mitchell. And I don't know if she realized how loved she is, but I had happened upon this right when it happened before it was viral. So I didn't even know what I was getting into when I looked at it. And so I think that made it even better because it was just this huge surprise. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, I really like, if you want to pick me up, you want to feel inspired or motivated, just Google like Joni Mitchell Newport Folk Festival and you'll find it. And then side note, Paul Simon sang the day before, which I also watched, which I also loved. So I really wish I had been at that folk festival. I can tell you that much.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to go watch a bunch of them. I just saw the one, but now I can't wait to see a lot. Okay, excellent. That's wonderful. A great way that screens can bring happiness.
Yes. Okay, Gretchen, what is our quotation today?
Okay, this comes from G.K. Chesterton's 12 Types. There are no chains of houses. There are no crowds of men. The colossal diagram of streets and houses is an illusion, the opium dream of a speculative builder. Each of these men is supremely solitary and supremely important to himself. Each of these houses stands in the center of the world. There is no single house of all those millions which has not seemed to someone at some time the heart of all things and the end of travel.
That's great. It reminds me, sometimes I'm just standing in line and I look at a random person and think, their world is just as like complex and vivid as mine. It doesn't seem like it to me, but to them, it's every bit as complex.
It's so true. Phyllis, are you feeling more happier or just happier?
I am feeling more happier, Gretchen. Thank you to Chuck. And get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Gretch, speaking of me worrying about Nacho and Daisy barking, did you just hear them right now barking?
In fact, I did hear them barking.
Yes. So not as well behaved as they were at the cabin, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's part of the music of life for you now.
No, sirens for you and barking corgis for me. Yep. And jackhammers for you as well.
From the Onward Project.